We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, another attempted mass shooting, Lee.
Yeah, attempted being the operative word there.
Yeah, you're thinking, wait, why didn't I hear about it? Or why didn't I hear much about it? Normally this is big news, right?
Oh, yeah.
There's a reason you probably didn't hear about it. See if you could figure out what it is as I read this. This is an Oklahoma restaurant. Now, you remember the last major shooting where a heroic young man disarmed with his bare hands the shooter, right? And we heard all about that, right?
Waffle House.
Waffle House, yes. We heard all about this. You would think that you'd be hearing all about this, but you're not. Louis Bar and Grill, Thursday night. Single mother takes her daughter and friends for a birthday party celebration. When the lunatic shooter, I love this, this is a great touch. The shooter, a white male who was wearing eyeglasses and ear protection. Ear protection? Well, I wouldn't want to damage my ears from all the shoot. What?
Maybe he just had his headphones on.
That could be. So he goes in there and he shoots the mom, the daughter, who's 12, and another girl, who's 14, in a terrifying birthday party mass shooting. That did not last long. Why didn't it last long? Because a guy, a good guy with the gun, just happened to be in the parking lot, which is why the killer, who took special care to make sure his precious hearing wasn't damaged, had a lot more damage than that when the guy was done. He killed him.
Yeah. Thankfully, he was a better shot than the shooter.
The shooter. The 14-year-old girl who was there at the restaurant to celebrate the friend's birthday. Her father, Jabari Giles, said his daughter had no long-term or major damage from the bullet that hit her. Thank God she's in stable condition. To the Good Samaritan, he said, that killed that monster, I want to meet you and shake your hand and tell you face-to-face thank you for saving my daughters and everybody else in that restaurant's life. You are my hero, sir, he wrote. Yeah, he is a hero.
Now, Nancy Pelosi may have a problem with them calling him a monster.
Well, because this is a law-abiding gun owner, see? So, yeah, I mean, they are monsters.
Oh, no, I was referring to the shooter. Because the dad was saying he was a monster.
Oh, I got you. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, yeah.
Explained humor's failed humor. I'm sorry.
No, I don't think so because, I don't think so because, it was a white male. So, no, I don't think Nancy Pelosi would object at all to him being called a monster. The shooter had shot at least two people before he was taken down with the handgun. Both are in surgery for their injuries, but expected to survive. Yep. The police, who the left tells us all the time, they don't want civilians having guns because it's too dangerous. Actually, no. The local authorities did a press conference after the shooting, thanked the man and praised him.
Amazing.
Yeah. Which is why you're not going to hear anything about this today. I read that from the Daily Mail. So
yeah, maybe some of the local TV stations may have it on their website, but you're not gonna see too much about that. It's not gonna be the lead story in the New York Times or Washington Post or anything.
No, because those stories where people use a gun in self defense, and I bring them to you all the time, and here in South Carolina and Georgia, places like that. And they never go beyond the local level. Even when the person who does it is absolutely heroic. Doesn't make the news, not newsworthy. Okay. On another subject, you hear about this? Portland family, Lee, discovers that a snippet of private conversation they had been having around their home was recorded by their Amazon Echo and sent to a random person in their contact list. Okay. KIRO7, a local news station, reported that the couple freaked out when an employee of her husband's, who lives like 200 miles away, received a text message containing an audio recording of one of their conversations about hardwood floors. Thank God that's all they were talking about, right?
Yes, exactly.
I know.
Oh,
all right.
Boy.
Well, how did this happen? Okay, Wired has printed an explanation of this that they got from an Amazon spokesperson. You want to hear this?
Yes.
This is fascinating. Echo woke up due to a word in the background conversation message request. So, you know, if you hear Alexa or it hears something that sounds like Alexa.
Now, you just set everything off across the upstate.
Yeah, I did. I'm sorry about that.
There's one downstairs, by the way.
Yeah. At which point, this machine, we'll call it, that starts with A and ends in A, said out loud, to whom? At which point the background conversation was interpreted as a name in the customer's contact list.
Oh, boy.
The device by Amazon starts with A, ends with A. Then asked out loud, contact name, right? And the device, the Amazon device, then interpreted background conversation as right. That's a lot of misinterpretation, huh?
Yeah.
Wired writes. But it's not completely implausible. Now, here's the fascinating part. Okay. After echoes hear their wake-up word, usually the name of the device, they transfer whatever a user says next into the cloud for processing. You ought to know that if you have one of these.
Yeah.
You know? Because, you know, whatever you say next after that word starts with A, ends in A, it's going up to the cloud. Like, maybe forever. The ability to send snippets of voice recordings to contacts is a standard Echo feature. And once the Echo hears the command begin with a voice message, it double checks that it has the correct contact, then records until the user stops speaking and sends the file off.
Yeah.
It's like the Echo equivalent of a butt dial, but potentially far more damaging.
But far more damaging.
Yes, but far more damaging, no pun intended,
yeah,
or something. Yes, so if you say that word starts with A, ends with A, it begins recording you and sends whatever you say up to the cloud because that's how it, you know, interprets the commands.
I wonder what people do in a household where there is a person named A that ends in A. Alexa, I'll say it. I mean, all the time I see on Fox Carolina the lovely and talented Alexa Rodriguez. What does that poor lady do in her
household? It's hopeless. It's, and all her friends, too.
Yeah.
They can't talk about her behind her back. She'll probably get a message.
She'll probably get a recording.
I know. Yeah, my daughter's friend, Alexis. Forget that.
Oh,
you can
yeah.
never buy one of those things.
Yeah.
One of those Echo things. You know, that'd be a total mess. Meanwhile.
What if you say you're going to buy Alexis?
I don't know. Will it call the car dealership and
exactly.
let them know? I don't know.
Alexa will then think that you're talking about her, and I don't know. It's just...
You know what's really freaky about this? I mean, I don't mean to go full-on conspiracy nut on you, but I can't help it. There's the fact that Amazon Bezos also has that massive contract with the CIA to store all their stuff in the cloud.
And let's see, doesn't Bezos own the Washington Post, too?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, just the fact that this thing's recording stuff, sending it to cloud, and then sending gosh knows where, and they have all the CIA stuff. I mean, it's just kind of freaky. Amazon has just also come out with that, I think, terrifying new software that they rent to, like, sheriff's departments for, like, $6 a month. And it'll take the security cameras that you have all over town and basically weaponize them so it can have, you know, facial recognition software.
Yeah.
So they can, you know, they can see what's going on and spy on you and all that kind of stuff. And you put all that together, Amazon is just creepy.
Well, the facial recognition stuff doesn't bother me so much because you are there. I mean, and if it is right and you are there, I mean, you're there. What are you going to do? I mean, you know, once you're out in public, you're there.
Texter writes, what was the word? Drop. It's a keyword to win $1,000.
That's what I figured they wanted, yeah.
D-R-O-P, drop, as in drop acid. We must have been dropping acid when we decided to give $1,000 away instead of giving the host a raise.
Or maybe like the guys that are manning our ICBM silos.
I know.
Good grief.
Texter writes, Tara, this is Amazon PR, and we assure you our next generation digital assistant will be completely safer and will also have video capability.
Yeah, exactly.
Have a nice day.
Yeah, right.
Have a nice day. Texter writes, hardwood floors, so that's what kids are calling it these days. I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know. Texter writes, by Alexis Lee. Are you? I can't read the rest. Would you please? What a bunch of dirty minds on a Friday morning you people have.
Yeah,
they try
to
gig me on the text
line.
No, they try
else.
To gig me on the text. They try to trick me into reading their, their filth. But not me.
Yeah.
I'm too fast for you.
Just ask Alexa.
Right. Lee, okay. We're going to have the whole upstate turning us off now. They're all diving for their Alexas. Maybe they'll record us and send it somewhere. This could be great marketing for the station.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, I need your opinion on a very serious issue that was discussed extensively in my household last night. Oh, boy, a new study. And I may have to apologize for this segment later if it's reported to corporate. Because I may inadvertently suggest that men and women are different mentally and physically. I know that is radical. But I can't help it because we've got yet another study that shows it. And I want to know if you think this is true. Did a little bit of this yesterday. New study. Men are better at navigating, like in your car, than women. Wait, what? Yes. Santa Barbara researchers at the University of California conducted several experiments and found that men are more efficient at reaching their destination than women when driving. They're just better at getting there and navigating. Now listen to this. Now why is that? Okay, as predicted from previous research, these experiments showed that men were more likely to take shortcuts, you know, when driving, and on average, reach their goal location faster than women. In contrast, female participants were more likely to follow learned routes and wander. Well, I don't know. Was there a sale at Belk's? I don't know. Is that really wandering? Or is that just adding another point along your route? In contrast, female participants were more likely to follow learned routes and wander, explains Boone. In both experiments, men were significantly more efficient than women, even after controlling for the effects of strategy. The participating men were better at reaching goal locations, whether they reached the location by following a direct route or not. Now, it's important to point out that there were some exceptions to the rule. Some women in the study were just as efficient as the best male performers, but overall our research indicates that the sex differences in navigation efficiency is large and is partly related to navigation strategy. Women tend to take director routes. Men tend to improvise, looking for the fastest and most efficient way there. Has this been your experience? 800-347-1063, text line 71307. Texter writes, it has to do with when we were cave people. Men navigate by direction and time. 2 days to walk toward the north to find the buffalo. And women by landmarks, looking for plants that stay put. They were the gatherers in the hunter-gatherer equation. Thus, women can find any place as long as you start them at Walmart. Oh, I see. However, men can get anywhere if you start them at Hooters, even if the destination is in another town. Well, this is fascinating. It's just absolutely fascinating. That's some real science right there. Start them at Hooters. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my husband and I battle it out over this. Not like fighting. No, because, okay, our GPS is, we don't have it installed in our car. Like, we don't have those newfangled car GPSs. So we had to buy an old one, right? We both have the same one, same model. And it is biased toward Woodruff Road. It wants you to take Woodruff Road everywhere, which, as you know, is a bad idea. And so we don't think the Woodruff Road routes are any good. We think the GPS has got it wrong. So we are constantly looking for shortcuts. And so we'll compete his shortcut versus my shortcut. It's like we'll start at a fixed destination on Woodruff Road because we're always in, you know, end up meeting places in two different cars for kids' activities and stuff. So we're coming from different places. We got so much going on. And we're like, on our mark, get set, go. And then we do it. And then it's a mad dash home to see who could be who. And sometimes we'll do it in multiple trials, too. As I said, funny, the other day, I'm coming down Scuffletown Road. And we were competing to see whose shortcut was better. And so I'm going up Scuffletown. I'm thinking, I've got this. And he comes flying off a side road, off of Bethel. Zoom, right across the road with my kids in his car. And I'm like, slow the heck down. He's like, I won. I'm like, no, you're flooring it. We had arrived at basically the same spot at the same time. Proving that both of our shortcut routes were in fact exactly equal, or would have been had he not gunned it at the last moment. Texter writes, nice. Now every husband driving this Memorial Day weekend will be quoting the study, LOL. I know. Texter writes, men are better with directions. This is my shocked look, Keith. Texter writes, That analysis is true for my mother. Although she has lived in the same area for quite some time, she will go around the world to get to her destination to avoid learning new routes. However, my wife will take shortcuts. Texture writes, good morning, Tara. Bubba said this, said his house ain't lonely anymore since he's been listening to you this morning. Thank you, I think. Texture writes, they obviously did not study my ex. That's fully loaded. I'm going to leave that alone. Texter writes, Alexa, help. I'm being held at gunpoint by my Roomba robotic vacuum. Response, resistance is futile, human. Oh, boy. 800-347-1063, text line 71307. There's a battle going on, too, on the text line. See, I tend to think, you know, I'm one of these Mike Rowe kind of fans that if you miss the text word, well, you didn't do your job. And why should I help you? And why should I give you an advantage over everybody who is diligently listening or, God forbid, turn to one of our competitor stations and now you come back and you want the text word? See, so, you know, I know there's a lot of hate on the text line because Bobby Mac coddles y'all and he gives you the text word when you miss it. But I'm not a big believer in that. You know what I mean? I'm an early bird gets the worm kind of person. You know, and so I'm glad to see somebody on the text line finally supporting me in this, telling me, urging me, please don't give the listeners who were not listening the text word when they miss it. See, that's how I feel. We're paying you to listen. That's what we're doing. You know, and why should I help you if you weren't listening? Is the way I look at it. But, you know, I mean, make a good argument. I could change my mind. Oh, my gosh, you couldn't make this up. You could not make this up if you tried. You ready for this? Okay. The whole reason we did Obamacare, because it was going to, remember, lower your premiums. That's the total cost of your health care. By like $2,600 a year for a family of four. It's going to be awesome. Right? And the other reason we had to do it, because it was unfair that 15% of us were uninsured. It was 14, actually. It was totally unfair, and it was totally not right. And so we had to do it to make it fair. Okay. Are you ready for this? The cost of Obamacare, or your Obamacare annual premium, not only did not go down by $2,500 a year, it doubled. Went up by 105%. That's according to the Federal Government Health and Human Services Department. Went up by 105% in 4 years. Only the government can screw something up that badly. Okay, and going up 105%, for those of you on Common Core math, that's like doubling. That's double it. Double the cost. I mean, that's like Zimbabwe-style inflation. Like, can you imagine if the cost of a typical Ford truck doubled? People would freak. But you're not allowed to freak out about this. But the important thing is that we bought, you know, brought down the rate of uninsured people in America. We didn't? Wait. We doubled the cost of healthcare policies. Uh-huh. In order to cover everybody so no one would be uninsured. Mm-hmm. But we didn't make a dent. Headline, Obamacare uninsured rate hasn't budged in 3 years, CDC says. I'll tell you what, only the government could screw something up that badly. Texter writes, you won't read this, Tara, but the keyword this hour to win $1,000 is drop. Texter writes, Tara, I listened from 6 a.m. to 10. Sorry, I missed the code word. I had to get the grandkids up for school, and they were ill. Didn't have hear it on my iPhone with my earplugs in. My bad. Love your show, Brian. Well, there, I gave you the key word. Y'all tug at my heartstrings. Okay. All right. So on this very important debate, this study that has found that not only are men and women different, men are significantly better at navigating than women. Shock has ensued, naturally, that this could conceivably be the case. Texter writes, Tara, my wife couldn't find her rear end if it were in a hole in the ground. I totally believe the study. Oh, boy. I don't know. But see, okay, you know what this is? This is part of a phenomenon that I call man cuts. This is the thing. This is where men value getting something done at a sort of a B-grade level, but quickly, over women who value getting it done correctly. Here's an example. I have to go, I go over the kids' teeth every night before they go to bed with a toothbrush. They could brush their teeth, but I want to make sure it's done properly. And the reason I have to do this is because my husband, in order to get the kids to school on time, lines them up in a row, right? And has the older one brush the younger one's teeth like right on down the line, which, as you can imagine, doesn't work really well, right? So, you know, not doing an A job on the teeth, but, you know, to my husband's credit, he will brag, and it is true, he can get them to school 20 to 30 minutes faster than I can. He laughs at me when, you know, I have a day off and I have to do it, pointing out his efficiency. You know, while I point out, I have to clean up the mess later or we'll have teeth rot. So the men would rather do, see, and we women, we're nurturers, so we got to notice all the little details, right? I mean, we're the ones who are going to notice if the child has, you know, some sort of infectious rash, like 3 days before the husband will, and we get him to the doctor faster. So we know these little details. Yeah, men don't value details. Women do. See, so these are man cuts. That's what this is. Valuing efficiency and getting the stuff done over the quality of the job. Texter writes, the keyword for all those wanting you to repeat the keyword is snowflake. S-N-O-W-F-L-A-K-E. Go ahead and text that in. Texter writes, my wife once drove around Baltimore, Maryland to get to my house when all she needed to do was go straight on I-95 and would have saved 2 hours. L-M-A-O. Oh, boy. Texter writes, Tara, maybe you could drop hints for the keyword. Maybe they were driving in a bad area and the signal would drop out. Maybe they had to drop off the CDC uninsured list. Maybe, does that include those who drop in? The drop-ins are unaffordable and paid the fine instead. Very nice. Texter writes, Tara, I'm not able to tune in right now. Can you text it to me? Why don't you ask Alexa? Texter writes, does a kid brush his own teeth too? I don't know. You have to ask my husband. It's a convoluted system. He insists it works. I don't believe him. Texter writes, in my marriage, I'm the perfectionist, not my wife. You should see how she paints a wall. Texter writes, when it comes to navigating, I am better at large-scale macro navigation than my wife. She is better at small-scale micro navigation. Together, we are unstoppable. I think that's awesome. You put your brains together, work as a team. I don't see anything wrong with that. Okay, so yesterday, did you see what has happened now? The FBI and the Department of Injustice have long taken the point of view that things like subpoenas that, you know, they issue all the time or go to court to get, they apply to regular Americans, but not to them. This is a new train of logic for them. Pretty much just since Trump was elected, did they begin behaving in this manner. And so remember Trump over the, you know, and late end of the weekend, Trump says, calls him to the White House, Rosenstein from the Department of Injustice and Ray, the supposed leader of the FBI, and tells him, you know, listen, turn the documents over. Turn them over. You're not defying the subpoena on my watch anymore. So they're like, okay, cool. Well, yeah, we're going to totally turn them over. So Trey Gowdy and Devin Nunes go to read the documents. There's no documents. So now they're defying the president and Congress. I got to ask you this question. Does Christopher Wray and Jeff Sessions actually run the FBI and the DOJ? And here's another question. Everybody keeps saying, well, you know, the president ought to just declassify the documents because he can do that as the commander-in-chief, right? Okay, yeah. But in order to declassify the documents and make them public so we all know the truth about the FBI's FBI lying, then they'd have to turn them over, right? If they won't turn them over to Congress and they won't turn them over when the president asks, why would they turn them over when the president demands it? And what army would make them? I don't think so.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.